Steve Lindell from WMUN. We're live on location here to talk about the Farm Fest, to talk about all things weather-wise. Paul Poteet comes up in a little while, our local news summary and stuff, too. But first, two of the most frightened-looking gymnasts on the squad of Ball State University. Now, I'm totally kidding. They're totally within their realm here because these media interviews, you know, when you finish first in the Mid-American Conference again, ho-hum, and you have, you know, you're involved with the squad and, you know, you've got the MAC championships coming up at home on Saturday. Introduce yourself and tell everybody that being involved with this excitement, the media foray is just nothing for you.
Hi, so my name is Aislinn. I'm a sophomore on the gymnastics team, and we're really excited to be here and to let everyone know what we have coming up.
When's the last time you had a good cheesesteak sandwich? That's what I want to
know. Oh, yeah, so I'm from Philadelphia, so that's why he's asking me that.
Yeah. Thanks for clarifying.
Last time I had a Philly cheesesteak was probably this summer when I was back home.
I got you. Well, we're glad you're here, and you introduce yourself, please.
I'm Alana. I'm also a sophomore, and I'm from Tennessee.
So you're like Alana, not like Madonna. You don't have a last name?
Oh. Yeah. Alana Sims. Sims
is from Tennessee, and she's wearing the Tennessee gear. I got to give you a hard time for that. You do have a Ball State T-shirt underneath, you said, but you are rocking the Tennessee logo. Did you choose that because we're on the radio today and not on the video stream?
No. Okay, so I actually chose the sweatshirt because I don't really care about it.
Oh, okay. All right. Okay, so everybody, this Ball State gymnast squad person doesn't care. Go ahead.
No, it's fine.
No, I like it. I like that kind of attitude. I've got my hands in the air like I just don't care. Go ahead.
So for weights at 5:30 this morning, yeah. I just grabbed the first thing.
Okay, I got you. I'm messing with you. We're having fun. So the MAC championships are home, Worthen Arena, this Saturday. Did you just say you were up at 5:30 lifting?
Yes, we have 5:30 lifts in the morning, and then a 7:45 to 10:45 practice after that.
Coach Salim is driving you people like you're just, well, like you're the MAC champions. That seems to work.
Yeah, we work hard, and we work for what we want. So we're ready to compete at MAC, so we're working hard.
We're glad. I'm fixated on the cheesesteak sandwich. I'm so sorry because you told me the Philadelphia connotation. Is that in any way, shape, or fashion involved with the lifting and or the, you know, the protocols with respect to you being a happy cardinal?
Maybe. I mean, cheesesteaks might be fueling me through lift. I don't know.
It's possible. Let's get down to the gymnastics now. Your specialty, what's your favorite event, and what will you be rocking on Saturday at the MAC Championship?
Well, my favorite event is floor, but I don't think I'll be rocking it.
What does that mean? Why not?
I'm coming back from injury.
Oh, I'm sorry. Are you feeling okay? You're 100%?
I'm 100% back,
okay.
But yeah.
Good. Will you be rocking anything?
I am also coming back from injury, but we'll be on the floor and we'll be cheering on our teammates and there to support them.
I got you. You're also a floor aficionado?
I do really like floor and bars. Those are my two favorites.
Bars and like the balance beam and all these stuff, I always see myself as being severely injured if I was doing any of that stuff.
They are pretty hard events to do, especially when you straddle the beam.
Uh-huh.
You know, you can really...
Yeah, I don't even want to think about that. That just doesn't sound fun. So who wants to talk about the MAC championships? What time does it start and all that stuff? Go ahead. Yeah, what to 2 o'clock?
So the MAC championships will start at 2 o'clock, and this is a different meet than any meet we've hosted in a while. So there's going to be all 7 MAC teams. There's going to be a lot going on, a lot of gymnastics to watch. And it'll probably take longer than a normal meet, but it's going to be so exciting and so fun.
Outstanding. And you looking forward to this, I assume this is like a red letter date on your gymnastics career so far, right?
Yes, I'm so excited, and it's going to be so much fun.
All right. Well, you guys did great. I appreciate you very much. Anybody else want to say hey before we go? They're shaking their head. I'm getting shaken off. All right. So Saturday's the day, and that's just one of like 1,000 things happening at Worthen Arena this week. Sheesh. We'll get to that in just a little bit. Good luck and congratulations, and let's keep rolling with the Mid-American Conference Championship under your belt again. Great people. Ball State gymnasts in the house as we continue live at the Farm Fest. More to come on WMUN.